next on the 5 o'clock report.
A diabetic employee could receive snack breaks, but not prayer breaks.
I'm happy that we all kumbayaing together.
If you ignore history, you risk repeating it.
That doesn't mean they're packing their bags.
It's going to be a long day.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. What a battle for religious freedom in the U.S. Supreme Court today. Pundits say it looks favorable for the Pennsylvania postal worker who wanted Sundays off to honor the Sabbath. After a multi-year court battle, Gerald Groff stood before the nine justices for 2 hours this morning. It got heated between the defense teams. The justices tried to find common ground. Here's Elena Kagan.
Yes, of course. I was trying to
There's a big difference as to which cases require an accommodation. So I'm happy that we all kumbayaing together.
My arguments don't always go that way.
The Biden administration stood in defense of the United States Postal Service, saying there are too many rules to follow for faith.
Wanting to come in later on a Sunday to permit church service. And in that area, courts regularly are requiring employers to provide flexible work schedules if the work can be shifted to a different time of day. So you take your midday prayer break, but then you make it up on the back end. That is what courts are doing today. Also, you can facilitate voluntary shift swaps. That is a common way to deal with Sabbath observance. And if those fail, you can consider lateral job transfer to a different position where there's not the Sabbath conflict for that accommodation.
They say the USPS cannot accommodate every evangelical Christian that wants Sundays off. It would put a burden on their business. Gerald Groff says people should not have to choose between their job and their faith. His defense team says there's a disparity on who gets the day off.
Thus, under the government's test, a diabetic employee could receive snack breaks under the ADA, but not prayer breaks under Title VII, for that might cause lost efficiency. An employee could receive weekly leave for pregnancy checkups, but not to attend Mass, for that might require denying a coworker's shift preference or paying premium wages. There's no reason religious workers should receive lesser protection than those covered by other accommodation statutes.
Justices agreed the appeals court had been too quick to rule against Groff, but were not expecting a decision from them today. Big news for the pro football player at the center of a major national outpouring of prayer back in January. As we hear from Greg Gillespie, DeMar Hamlin today got medical clearance to return to football.
After his nationally broadcast cardiac arrest and months of recuperation, DeMar Hamlin is back working out with the Buffalo Bills. The general manager, Brandon Bean, told a news conference.
He's seen three additional specialists, most recently on Friday. They're all in agreement. He is cleared, resumed full activities.
Hamlin had entered the last regular season game of the year as a backup defensive back. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Watch out. The cameras are live. New York just launched a pilot system for speed cameras in construction zones. If you go too fast, you might get a ticket in the mail, even if there's no police officer around. This reporter tested it out.
I drove through a work zone with a 45 mile per hour speed limit. I put my car on cruise control and I watched. First, a blue-colored truck sped past me, likely going about 60 miles per hour. Four cars were behind him, also going way over the speed limit. This, as a worker with a piece of equipment in his hands, walked past. And this is the problem, says Stephen Canzanari, the spokesperson for the New York State DOT. And that's why speed cameras have been added to work zones across the state.
Our workers want to get home to their families at the end of the day.
If you get caught speeding, tickets start at $50 apiece.
We need everybody to slow down, move over, and pay attention when you're driving.
40 cameras went live today across New York State, and they're not telling you which work zones have them. The first violation will be $50, $75 for the second, $100 for a third ticket if you get caught on camera. Southwest Airlines is back to normal operations after equipment issues forced a nationwide ground stop today.
All we know at this point is it's going to be a long day.
I think it's the last time flying Southwest. I've been a Southwest customer for more than 20 years. loyal. Not doing it. I've cashed in all my points. I'm done.
There are over 1,800 flights that were delayed today, and now the airline is playing catch up. Southwest said the problem was caused by intermittent tech issues. President Biden is taking action to help federal workers with child care.
Mr. Biden's order would have Head Start and Medicaid, raising pay for child and in-home care providers. He argues Republican proposals would take the country in the opposite direction.
It would mean higher costs for child care, higher costs for preschool.
Mr. Biden's sweeping child care proposals stalled when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress.
Now to the global pandemic. How in the world did the world catch COVID? House lawmakers held another hearing on the matter today.
The intelligence, the science, and common sense overwhelmingly point toward this being a lab leak.
They think it came from a research facility in Wuhan, China. In the hot seat, the former director of national intelligence, who claims the lab leak theory is the only plausible explanation for that global pandemic.
We're going to follow science and get to the bottom of it. And I'm pretty sure that science is going to tell us it came out of that lab. And then the question is, why did it come out of that lab?
This is Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson on the investigation of the origins of COVID-19.
If you ignore history, you risk repeating it. And so I think this falls into that category that we have a responsibility to determine what the origin was so that we can do our best to be able to respond more effectively, more quickly in the future.
That virus killed more than 1 million Americans.
It's hard to say if this was something that was maliciously done. I don't believe it probably was, but recklessly done, yes. What's most important is how do we prevent this type of situation in the future?
That Communist Party-controlled Wuhan lab produced research for the Chinese military. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in Washington, D.C. today as he's expected to ramp up a run for the president. He met with congressional Republicans and participated in a policy discussion. An interesting side note, DeSantis is actually polling ahead of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. Pollsters also found DeSantis would beat Biden in the Keystone State if the election were held today, but Donald Trump would not. An 84-year-old who shot a teenager for showing up at his door in Kansas City is now in police custody, facing assault charges, but the teen's family says it's not enough.
We want to understand the charges that he did move forward with. We're happy that they're two felony charges that bear serious consequences, but we're not quite sure why attempted murder wasn't one of the charges, and we want to explore that a little further.
That 16-year-old just knocked on the wrong door. He's recovering at home. Americans are seeing smaller refunds this year as the tax filing season comes to a close. The IRS says it's processed about 69 million refunds through April 7th for a total of nearly $199 billion. The average refund this time around, $2,300. One-fifth of the nation's nurses are planning to quit, and burnout is a big reason why. Serena Bumpus is a registered nurse and says it'll take more than a pay hike to stop what's coming, and most of it was caused by COVID.
We are just now hitting the tip of the iceberg as far as the impact that the pandemic has had on the profession.
100,000 nurses nationwide quit the profession during the pandemic. And an old NASA satellite is expected to fall to the Earth sometime tomorrow night. Experts say it poses no danger. It's been in the orbit studying the sun since 2002, and it weighs more than 600 pounds. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, no more Native American mascots in New York public schools, Erie, Pennsylvania making tiny homes for the homeless, and a new Civil War museum that you've never seen. These stories and more after weather with Kevin Williams.
Overnight, it'll stay cold. Some cloud cover, a couple of scattered rain and snow showers, and low temperatures upper 20s to the middle 30s. Still fairly cloudy Wednesday morning in central New York, a couple of flurries and sprinkles, but elsewhere, turning out partly to mostly sunny. A little milder, high temperatures, upper 40s to the upper 50s. It could be a shower Wednesday night or Thursday morning, but Thursday turns out much warmer, temperatures briefly soaring come Thursday and Friday. High temperatures Thursday, mostly in the 70s.
Hey, we'll take it. Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. A huge decision today from the New York State Board of Regents. They voted unanimously to ban the use of Native American mascots, team names, and logos in public schools. Districts must make a formal commitment to adhere to the rule by the end of the school year. They'll have until the end of the next school year, 2024 to 2025, to remove all references from everything. We're talking schools, fields, uniforms, scoreboards. Districts that fail to comply could lose state aid, and school officials in those districts could even lose their jobs. It looks like Solicitor General Caitlin Halligan may be approved for New York's top court. State Senate lawmakers today signaled they are supportive of her, but a potential Republican-backed lawsuit hangs over the proceedings. Halligan was grilled for hours today by the Senate Judiciary Committee, with Democratic lawmakers saying they would be supportive of her to advance. Her nomination, not yet official, is not expected to move forward for another day. A job fair is coming this Thursday to Corning Community College in Steuben County, New York. Family Life's Bob Price has this story.
80 employers will be there, some from as far away as Rochester. They're looking to fill full and part-time positions, seasonal work, and even some summertime internships. Big-name businesses throughout the Twin Tiers will be in attendance, like Arnett Health, Guthrie, and the Hilliard Corporation. Local police departments and other first responders will be recruiting as well. The job fair runs from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. tomorrow at the CCC Gymnasium. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Erie, Pennsylvania has its very first tiny home. It's part of the group Community Shelter Services, which unveiled a new initiative to help combat homelessness. A family of four will be able to spend the night together in the first of eight tiny homes that are being built on West 16th Street. Each house is furnished with bunk beds and a bathroom. The 200-square-foot homes can be built at a fraction of the cost of a full Habitat for Humanity house. In the absence of a state budget, New York lawmakers have approved a third emergency spending plan to keep the government from shutting down. Governor Hochul reports progress on bail reform, but there remains no deal. That budget was due the 1st of April. Operation Hard Hat is underway in New York. State police will be out and about looking for speeders in work zones all week long.
We would like the motoring public to be advised that the posted speed limits will be lowered in these areas. And even though it might be after hours or at nighttime, those still apply during those times.
Trooper Lynn Crane says if you get caught speeding through work zones more than once, you will have your license suspended in New York. And a new Civil War museum that's been in the works for 3 years is now open for business in Gettysburg. Tourists can travel through time at the new Beyond the Battle Museum. It features 12 galleries and shows how civilians endured the Battle of Gettysburg.
So we cover everything. We cover the story of the people, the place, not just the battle, not just the Civil War. But when we do talk about the battle, we talk about the civilian experience.
What makes the museum so realistic is that it uses the actual words of Gettysburg residents who lived through the Civil War's most infamous battle by bringing to life the diaries and journals that they kept those fateful few days in early July of 1863. It's time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks ending the day mixed after a relatively flat trading session. Bank of America and Goldman Sachs were in the spotlight as they released earnings. Bank of America came in with stronger than expected earnings, while Goldman Sachs underperformed market expectations. And Netflix will be reporting earnings after the closing of the bell today. In U.S. economic news, housing starts and building permits data saw a small drop in both data points for the month of March versus February. The Dow today down 11 points, the Nasdaq dropped 4, and the S&P 500 was off 3. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
How much do you need in savings and investments to retire comfortably? Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. A pollster put that question to about 500 investors around the world. Here in the U.S., about 40% of respondents said they'd need $5 million. Another 30% said they would need at least $3 million to retire comfortably. Well, I'm not sure how they'd define retire comfortably, but don't let these kinds of stories demoralize you. You can retire quite comfortably on far less than $3 to $5 million. Now, don't misunderstand me. You should be doing all you can to build a healthy nest egg by following the pattern of steady plodding you've heard me talk about. But don't fall for the idea that you need a lot more than you really do. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Coming up next on the 5 o'clock report, the toddler that decided to visit a president alone today. But first, one last check of the weather with our own Kevin Williams. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
cold night is ahead tonight, but gradually that chill will ease tomorrow, and a noticeably warmer pattern briefly arrives Thursday and Friday before chillier air and showers return heading into the weekend. The call for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, couple of scattered showers and flurries, low temperatures upper 20s to the middle 30s. Tomorrow, some morning cloud cover with a flurry or sprinkle in parts of central New York, but turning out partly to mostly sunny and milder. High temperatures, upper 40s to the upper 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, have you ever had some problems with your toddler in public? One family had a rough morning at the White House today after an unusual, unauthorized entry onto the president's lawn. It wasn't a criminal. It was their young toddler that slipped away from family members and squeezed through the north gate. The family members couldn't follow them. White House police caught up with the kid. The parents were questioned to assure there was no security risk, and the baby was reunited with his family. And that is the world that we live in for the 18th of April. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.